what's going to be the future of that pearl. You see, the parable is very silent about that. But listen, just like that diver goes down 50, 75 feet deep, and down there in the dark depths, separated from mankind, separated from commerce and society, he reaches down and clutches that oyster shell and plucks it loose and brings it up. Jesus is going to do that one day with his church, the pearl of great price. He came down. In fact, David said in Psalm 18, he sent from above and took me, and he drew me out of many waters. And that's going to happen one day in an instant for this pearl. It's still forming. It's still forming in the midst of corruptible flesh. It's still forming in the midst of the filth and mire of the world, in the midst of the filth and mire of the individual heart. It is still forming. But one of these days, when he has perfectly, totally, finally put it together, then a beautiful thing is going to happen. He's going to lift it out of the darkness, out of the mire, out of the filth, out of the dirt, and it's going to suddenly reflect the light of heaven itself. And there'll be two things true of it forever. Number one, it's going to enjoy the grace of Jesus for eternity. Forever and ever and ever and ever, this pearl will enjoy the grace of Jesus, made up of living people like you and like me. In Ephesians chapter 2, we're told that in the ages to come, Christ will show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Going to do that forever. And I'll be in on it. You will be in on it if you're part of the pearl. That's the first thing he's going to do. Then he's going to use that pearl to exhibit his glory to all the powers that are throughout the universe forever and ever and ever and ever. Listen to the Bible. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Now, if he is your life, you will appear with him in glory. Listen again, 2 Thessalonians 1:10. He shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe. So two things. He's going to be glorified in us and he's going to be admired by us forever as we form a part of his pearl. Now let me close by just turning aside from my main line of thought for a moment, because there are people here who are not in that pearl. People here are not constituent parts of it. There are people who are church members here who are not in it. And there are people who are not anywhere church members who are not in it. And some of them are here today. But have you ever realized that according to the Bible, when you approach heaven itself, and whether this is symbolic or not, we'll wait and see. I've got my questions about whether it's symbolic. But we'll wait and see. It still means the same thing. There are 12 gates. 3 on the east, 3 on the west, 3 on the north, 3 on the south. 12 gates. And guess what they're made of? They're made of pearl. And here's what that means. The only way into a right relationship with God forever is through the agonizing sufferings of Jesus Christ at Calvary, the response to the wounds your sins caused in Him. And when you beat Him to death there on that cross, just as if you were the soldier who took the hammer and drove the nails, or you platted the crown and crammed it down on his hand, his head, or you thrust the spear up into his side, up into his abdominal cavity and into his heart, and out gushed blood and water to cover up the point of that spear, which means he's willing to forgive you for what you did there, and you did it as if nobody else were there. You murdered Jesus Christ. That's what sin is. It is such independence from God that you kill him every time you sin, and as you live independently of Him. And yet He took that suffering, took the point of irritation, reached out, drew it to Himself, let it kill Him, and covered it over with His righteousness. And when you approach God, you are reminded of that by having to walk in through gates of pearl, reminders of the sufferings of Jesus at Calvary for you. Let me ask you, have you gone in? Have you gone into the heart of God? Has Christ come into your heart? Does He literally live in you? Not fancifully, fictitiously, poetically, genuinely, really, does Christ live in you? If He does, you're in on this story. And this is what God is accomplishing in this age. If He doesn't, you can get in today. If you're willing to come by way of Calvary, receiving Jesus into your heart on the basis of His sufferings for your sins and His payment for you, then He'll receive you and you can come and become a part of this pearl. The Holy Spirit of God speaks today. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet and bow your heads and close your eyes. Be in a spirit of prayer. Let Christ minister to your heart in these moments. You see, the only really important thing that's happening in this world today is what God is accomplishing. There'll come a day when it won't make any difference about ball games and social activities and all those things, as important as they are to us now, and as important as they maybe should be to us for the sake of our own development as people. Things like this, those things won't make any difference. There's only one thing. What did God accomplish? He chose Himself a treasure, the nation of Israel, and He built a pearl through 2,000 years of history and bought it and paid for it in order that He can possess it, to enjoy Him, and to exhibit Him forever. Are you in on that? If you're not, you can get in on it today. We want to ask you to do just what God tells you to do. If you're not a Christian, give up your rights to yourself. Renounce your rights to yourself. Repent of your sins. Relinquish those rights to yourself into the hands of Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. Receive Him into your heart as your Savior and trust Him to do what He said He would do. And then come as He commands you to do and publicly confess it before men. We want to ask you to do that today. The Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. Other decisions, matters of church membership, to come by promise of letter for baptism, as the church receives members and the Spirit of God leads you, do what He tells you today and come. I'm going to ask the choir to sing our hymn of invitation. As they sing, you step out quickly and do what God has put in your heart to do in this time we've spent together today.